Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and I'm here to wish you a very Merry Christmas indeed. Part two then of our seasonal festivities. Well, it's that time of year where everybody's extremely busy, rushing around and buying gifts for loved ones, and also enjoying time, hopefully towards the end of the Christmas period, to put their feet up and relax. And what better way to relax than listening to half an hour of your favourite theatre organ recordings? And that's what I'm hoping to bring you on today's show. Well, we start off with a bit of Wolf on Wurlitzer. The Wolf is Robert, and the Wurlitzer is the ex-Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer, which is now in the Firsford Collection in Norfolk. Robert's going to play a medley of three, a Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus, I Saw Mummy Kissin' Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Three Santa Claus tunes there played by Robert Wolf at the Firsford Collection Wurlitzer in fine toe-tapping form. Jim Riggs is an organist in the States who I absolutely admire the playing style of. It's absolutely wonderful just to sit and listen to Jim play, and it's such a shame really that he can't play anymore. However, we've got countless recordings to rely on, and this is one of them. Recorded live on the 4-manual 29 rank Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham, this is Jim's arrangement of A Christmas Love Song.
Thank you.
The beautiful sounds there of Jim Riggs live in concert with the Christmas Love Song. Absolutely stunning stuff. Well, the next song has to be one of my top three favourite Christmas tunes, and this particular arrangement has to be my favourite of that. So for this, we need to take you to the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool, to the Mighty Wurlitzer, in the capable hands of its all-time famous resident organist, Reginald Dixon. And with the aid of the John McCarvey Chorus, let's listen to the scintillating tones of Winter Wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. For walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is passing round.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made for walking in a winter wonderland.
There's something so wonderful about that track that just conjures up images of a cosy fire and everything that's possibly Christmassy in your life. Winter Wonderland, Reginald Dixon and the McCarthy Chorus there. And if you're interested, that album is available to buy on iTunes. It was released under the Reader's Digest label originally in 1968. Pointless information for you there. Well, from Blackpool to Brentford now, and to the Musical Museum for a track played by blind jazz musician Matthew Ross. He was mainly a pianist, so I'm told, but on this occasion he's at the Musical Museum in Brentford with the Free Manual 12-rank Wurlitzer, and a beautiful ballad, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Thank you.
The beautiful tones of that lovely Wurlitzer there, of course, made famous by Joseph Seal and on this occasion played by Matthew Ross. Absolutely fantastic considering he was completely blind. Well, we're approaching the end of this week's Christmas show and you might be looking at your watches and going, hang on a minute, Damon, there's another 10 minutes to go. Well, you're correct, because it's an extended medley taken from a live concert given by Nicholas Martin. So hold on to your hats for Jingle Bells, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silent Night, The First Noel, and Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride.
Thank you.
Martin there, taking us on a tour of some of those well-known Christmassy tunes in his imitable style. Great stuff there. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show, but I will leave you with one thing, and that if you are feeling particularly generous this Christmas, this show is always willing to accept donations, big and small. Every little helps to keep this show on the air, and without your generosity, then we will have no choice but to stop broadcasting, which would be a great shame for me because I really do enjoy sitting here every week and bringing you all the best I can possibly find of the theatre organ in its wonderful, magical setting. And there is really no other instrument quite like the theatre organ, and that's exactly why I love it, because it is so unique, and every organ and organist has their own unique way of approaching things, and it's just so full of variety. So on that note, it's time for me to say goodbye and wish you all a very Merry Christmas from me to you and from everybody here. Have a very merry, warm and happy Christmas, and we'll see you just before the new year for our highlights of 2017. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, Merry Christmas!